Now I'm joined by his former partner in crime, Steve Osborne. Good evening to you, Steve.
Hiya.
Steve, let's go right back to the very beginning. I just wondered what yours and Paul's reaction was when you first got that phone call from you two or their people to sort of begin working with them. Can you remember that?
Yeah, I mean, I think to start with, we thought it was a bit odd because it wasn't like something they'd done before. And they were really interested in what was going on. So, the brief we got was just, they wanted to get into the club charts, so that was really the only brief.
I mean, what's your approach when you're remixing a band like you two? I mean, are there any sort of, you know, kind of parameters set for you, or do they allow you to sort of go off and really just kind of give it your own interpretation?
We were allowed to do whatever we wanted, but I think when me and Paul were mixing, doing remixes, especially when we were doing remixes for bands, which we were doing a lot of, We always tried to keep as much of the elements of what the band was about in the remix. So we try and use as much as possible of what was there.
I mean, you mentioned, Steve, that, you know, the band wanted you to remix a track that was going to get them into the club charts. I mean, the 1990s really sort of saw them, you know, sort of stretching their musical girth, didn't they? You know, working with different producers and incorporating different sounds and being a lot more experimental generally.
Yeah, I mean, I think that started with Actung Baby, obviously, then the Zooropa album, which came off the back of that. And I think they just got to a place where they wanted to experiment more with sounds and get out of this sort of a straight rock and roll thing.
Tell us about that scary speedboat ride in Dublin that I've heard about, Steve.
Well, I think I was there about a couple of days, and I was working in Windmill Lane, and the studio were in their studio, which was the other side of the water. Me and Ben Hillier, who was working with me, we had to get back to Windmill Lane, and Bono immediately offered to drive us over there in his speedboat. Me and Ben were just like, yeah, brilliant, that'll be amazing. But everyone else in the studio just looked at us, which meant we immediately felt a bit scared, and we got in the boat and he just flew around. There's this very, very low bridge and the tide was up and we had to go through this bridge, and the front of the boat was really up high and we just went flying through this bridge and all had to duck to get through. So that was kind of an introduction to another side of Bono.
Well, there's a story you can tell your children's children.
Yeah.
When you get to you know, that ripe old age. Listen, Steve, many thanks for joining us and taking time out and speaking to us. Well, Steve, we're going to play the hexadecimal mix of Discotheque. I just wondered if you had any memories of you know, the band's reaction when you first played this to them.
Yeah, I mean, we were doing that while, I mean, Flood and everyone else were working on other stuff, and me and Ben were just doing that in a back room. And just worked on beefing up the beats a bit and changing it around. But we did have during the making of the album and doing that as well, we had these kind of, at dinner there was this huge table and everyone would be sitting around the table, and nearly every evening at dinner I'd have to come in with a dat and play what was kind of going on in front of everyone. So that was kind of, it was quite scary, but then at the same time, you got immediate result. Everyone kind of gave an immediate opinion, and usually it was really good.